Hey, welcome to Soul Searchers, the podcast. My name is Tyler, and I am joined with two of my business besties, Abigail and Trish. Together, we are the Soul Searchers, and we are on a mission to help you live a purposeful life by diving deep and exploring some of life's biggest and not so biggest topics. I am a certified transformational life coach and founder of Radically Transform Coaching. I describe myself as a passionate multi-potentialite who has way too many ideas running through my brain. I am an advocate for minimalism, and I believe life could be a whole lot easier if we just slowed down, learned to let go, and actually thought about what it is we wanted out of life. And now I would love to take this moment to introduce my two fabulous co-hosts, Trish and Abigail.
Thanks, Tyler. This is Trish. I am the feel-good gut coach, a holistic health specialist with a knack for helping those with tummy issues. My background in psych leads to my natural interest in human behavior, the mind, and all things mental health and wellness. I take an intuitive and lighthearted approach to wellness, and I love everything from yoga flows to the fudgiest brownies possible. I grew up a dog lover, but now I love my cat Smiles, and she's really turned me into just a crazy cat lady, which I think is proof that us humans are ever evolving.
Hey everybody, I'm Abigail. As a spiritual poet and digital illustrator, I work to bring magic to the mundane. And my hope is to foster self-awareness, spiritual connection, and higher perspective in anyone who finds me. I think there is much more to life than going through the motions and what happens on the physical plane. And I want to reach those who are ready to discover the depth of the universe and what God is trying to reveal to us through the temporal world.
Well, I am like so excited to be here, and I'm so excited to be kicking off this podcast with the two of you. And I thought it would be so much fun if we just took a moment and like tried our best to describe our show in like 20 seconds or less. So Trish, why don't you go ahead and start? And like, can you tell us what Soul Searchers is in 20 seconds or less?
Yes, Soul Searchers is the show that's really a conversation on life and humanness. So everything from the harsh realities to the funnies, the humor, the things that jazz us up and the things that maybe feel a little bit heavy, it's just a commentary on this. Maybe those things that feel poignant or really hard to discover. We like to have those deep conversations, and we really just hope that it sparks some thought and some insight for our listeners.
Ooh, I love that. Abigail, how would you describe our show?
That was fantastic, Trish. I agree. I think our show is like a little meeting of the minds. We're trying to make space to explore topics that are not given enough time in the everyday. And I think if we sit down, ask questions, and reflect on life, it allows us to understand ourselves and the world better. And an understanding where we're at makes life more meaningful and joyous. And I hope our show can give anyone listening the space to reflect and discover something new they never thought of.
Ooh, that just gave me like goosebumps when you said that.
Tyler, what do you think?
Yeah, I mean, you guys just said it so perfectly, but I think I would add, like, I think our show is all about intention. And I think we sit down and we really get intentional about a topic. And we just bring kind of our unique voices to the table, and we share and we discuss in a very like lighthearted way. And I just think it's really radical what we are doing here.
So some of the topics that you can expect us to cover in our episodes are things like identity, soul, societal expectations, sexuality, spirituality, intuition, addiction, personality and personality types, even college and New Year's resolutions, and so much more. And to kick things off with a bang, please enjoy a little sneak peek at episode number one.
Okay, I've got a question. What is your proudest accomplishment?
Uh-oh. What have I done?
You've done lots of things.
You know, I love to hear when people ask questions like this too. Not even this question in particular, Tyler, but I love to ask people these questions and like these almost extremes, right? Like proudest, favorite. But I'm like always like, but I hate being asked about favorites because it's very hard. I'm someone who personally, I I typically like tend to see, and this is something, it's like agreeableness, it's conscientiousness. I don't know. It's something within my personality where I can always see different like dimensions and sides to things. So when it's an extreme thing, like your proudest, I'm like comparing so many things in my brain right now. I personally think something that I'm proud of getting it better at is being able to be proud of myself. Like, I think I was very like low self-esteem when I was younger and like overly humble, I guess, but more just timid. And I always thought I would like sound arrogant. And if I was ever like sharing what I was proud of. So maybe for me, what I'm most proud of is being able to express that I'm proud of things. I think it's hard for me to come up with like one moment, like when I got this degree or started this business or this relationship or this thing. But for me, it's maybe that like at 26 years old, I can say, hell yeah, I'm proud of myself for a lot of shit. I'm pretty awesome. Okay. And being okay with that and not being ashamed to say that. So I'm proud of being proud of myself, I guess.
That's beautiful. That gave me a chill when you were talking about that. So thank you.
Sure.
That made me feel really good. Because I agree, like my accomplishment, that's not the same as mine, but I love that it's not one moment, it's not an event, it's not a memory, it's the progression of your soul that you've gotten to the point where you could say, I'm proud of myself just for making it this far. And for anyone who's listening, who ends up listening, like each day that you make it, that you do something, that you take on some responsibility, that you make some meaning of your life, even if it's just a simple little sign, like be proud that you did that, because all of us didn't choose to be born. I mean, our souls did, but our bodies didn't. So I think it's really important. And I'm glad you said that, Trish, to just be proud that you've made progress on anything. For me, I think what you said my proudest accomplishment, Tyler, like what I'm most proud of, is that I've found myself. And it might have been destiny that I feel like I've come into myself after the past, 5 years. College was pretty hard. I'm not going to get into details. I'm not going to name names, but college was very difficult for me. And then the year and a half after following college was maybe the worst year of my life. But through that tough, like rock bottom that I hit, I found myself, and I'm a spiritual woo-woo freak. And I used to never be like that. And it was like since I hit 15, and it's been a slow progression where you fall down the stairs and you get back up to finding yourself. And I'm not done. No one's, like I've said before, the soul is never done. It's never finished. There's always more to learn through many lifetimes, but in this lifetime, I feel like I've come around to something of myself that is purposeful, meaningful, even if I don't become the greatest person that ever lived. Not that that's my goal, but you know what I mean? Like, I'm not going to measure myself in that. I'm not going to be proud of myself for that. I'm proud of myself that I came around to who I feel like I truly am, that I was supposed to be right here and right now.
That's beautiful. And I just want to say, like, I feel like that's something that's really unique about the three of us, is that we all have a pretty strong sense of our identity. Mm-hmm. And given that this is like the intro to who we are, and then our next episode we'll be talking more deeply on the subject of identity and really diving deep in like what does that look like and all of that, like I think that's what makes us so unique, is that here we are, we are in our mid to late 20s, and we really do have strong identities and understandings of ourselves. And that's such a unique and rare thing. And so thank you for sharing that, Abigail, because I feel like that connects to all of us here.
It does. It does. Absolutely. I'm so glad that you shared that, Abigail. And I think that's really well put, Tyler. I'm proud of us. The three of us do have this kind of sense of self and identity. And I think it's going to be really interesting to inform like the next level of our discussion, because the journey's never over. But it is, so we're so keen on that. We're so keen on like continuing to grow and develop, but it is really interesting. And that's what I love about this group of us. And I hope that like, you know, anyone listening in can get this sense that it's just like, we kind of like immediately accepted each other, which was so interesting because we recognize like how much we belong. And I think it was maybe Brené Brown said that like belonging, the research shows that belonging is being accepted for who you are, but also being unique. It's like those two components, like being accepted for being unique, but then of course, having certain things in common, of course, mm-hmm. but belonging isn't just having things in common. It's actually that being accepted for how unique you are. So I love that. It just, when you were talking about that, I was like, oh, there's a sense of belonging that comes from that. So I love that. Mm. We hope you enjoyed that little sneak peek, and we hope you'll join us Monday, December 6th, as we officially kick off our first episode of Soul Searchers. Be sure to follow the show on Facebook by searching Soul Searchers, the podcast, and on Instagram at Soul Searchers Pod. If you haven't already done so, please help us keep the conversations flowing by subscribing, rating, reviewing, and sharing this podcast. Be sure to catch us next time for another soulful conversation.